Okay. We are on Ayin Beis, Amud Beis, by the two dots, about 10, 12 lines from the bottom. Today's shiur is sponsored by Brachy and Kenny Norensberg, the Lenishmas Moshe Dov, Ben Shaul Pinchas. The week of Slichas, we have a shortened dot. We don't have the time that we normally would. So we'll get right on moving, and hopefully we'll finish today. So the Mishnah had said, Zegitech mihayom, if a guy said, this will be my get from today, if I die from this illness, so it'll be backdated from today, so it's not a problem of get lachar misa, and then what happened? Then he ended up getting up. He got better, but then he got sick, and he died. Something else. So the Mishnah said, we have to evaluate. If that's really the same illness, so he died from this illness, and therefore the get was chal, then he gave it to her. And if not, not. Fine. Says the Gemara, Amr Huna, Gito Kematanaso. A get has the same halachas as a matana. We know that a person is a shchiv meira, and he wants to settle his affairs the way he wants. He doesn't want the dinam of Yerusha to take effect. So he'll give away all his possessions right now while he's alive. And we're makel by a shchiv meira in the sense that it doesn't have to be written down. We'll allow it to be oral because we don't want him to. He'll get a little upset and it'll make him even get more sick. So it's a shkimira. And what happens if the shkimira gets better? Then all the gifts go back because it's only given in contemplation of death. And if the person doesn't die, it goes back. So the Gemara says, "Amar v'una gito kimat ma matenasa im amad choser." Just like if he gets better, it goes back. Av gito, so too by get it. Amar choser. If he gets better, it goes back. There's no get. Uma gito, what if I get? Afagaf delo perish. Even though he didn't specify. Kivan de amar kisvu. Afagaf delo amar tnu. But we will write it because he is a shchiv mera. Af matanaso, so too by a matana. Kivan de amar tnu. If he said to give it. Afagaf delo amar delo konumine. Even though there was no actual kinyan, it'll still work because those are the dinim by shchiv meira. But wait a minute, it says the Gemara. Tanan, our Mishnah said, Zegitech, this is your get, mehayom from today, imeisi micholi zeh, if I die from this illness, the amad, and then he got better, v'halach bashuk, and he went to the market to take a stroll, then v'chola, and he got sick, umeis, and he died. So we evaluate imach matzcholi harishon meis if he died because it was a relapse of the first illness harei zeget v'im lav and if not ein a get it's not a get. So we're just wait a minute v'i amrit im amad and if you're going to tell me that once he gets up it's over, chazar, that once he gets up, the whole thing is off. So the lamali umdana. What are we evaluating? He got better. He went to the marketplace. Of course the choli is new. He got better. The minute he gets better, guys, I'm better. You know what? I'm going to go visit the market, see what's going on in the marketplace. I haven't been there in a while. I've been in bed. I've been sick. It's over. What are we evaluating? Hare Ahmad, here he is. He got up. He's better. Says the Gemara. You understand the question? The question is, what do you mean he got better, he went to the market, then he got sick? So we evaluate. It's this illness from the first illness. What do you mean we evaluate? He got better. It should for sure be a brand new illness. He did get better. So Amar Mar Breder of Yosef, Mishrei de Rava. No, you know what the problem is? Shenitech micholi lecholi. He went from one sickness to another sickness. In other words, he never really got better. The Gemara says, Amad Katani. Says he got up. So the Gemara says, yeah, Amad micholi zeh. He got up from one illness, but v'nafa lecholi acher. He right away had another illness. Says the Gemara, v'halach b'shuk katani. But it says he went to the marketplace. What do you mean he was always sick? So the Gemara says, halach al-mashanto. Yeah, he went with crutches. He wasn't really better. V'ha kamash malon. And here's the chiddush of the Mishnah. The halach al-mashanto, hu d'be'inan umdina. Yes, if he was out on crutches. So in other words, he never really was better. And then he died. So, okay, what causes death? He got a little bit better. He was able to walk now. They got him, they helped him down to the market to go get some fresh air. But he was on crutches. He wasn't really well. And then he died. So did he die from the illness number one or illness number two? It's really one illness. But it could be it was a second illness. After all, he did get a little better. Right, it went into remission, exactly. Or, it was a new thing. If Troy did get better, idach, but if he got totally better, then of course, umdino nami lo be'inan. Of course there'll be no umdino. Nothing to evaluate. He was better. Says the Gemara. Fine, you're right. And so there's three stages. If he got better, completely, and then he got a totally other injury, of course it's not umdana. What are we evaluating? We're only evaluating a case where he was sick, he got a little bit better, not really, they didn't really recover. He got a little bit better, good enough to go out maybe with some help, with some crutches, and then he got sick again. So we'll evaluate what caused his death. And then, but if he was totally better, and now he got a whole new sickness out of the blue, we're not going to attribute it to the first illness. Okay. Shmazmina, you see from here, Shchiv Meira. So that's halacha by a get. Now the same halacha would be by Shchiv Meira. Shenitek Micholi Lecholi, who went from one illness to another illness, Matana Samatana. It should be a good Matana. Right? He's on his deathbed. He's on his deathbed, and he's suffering from what? A. And the doctors say, by the way, now you know what? He's been so sick, he caught B. That happens all the time. And then he dies from B. So now we're going to say, well, since he doesn't have A anymore, or now B really took over, so now his gifts are not gifts. They weren't given in contemplation of death? Of course they were. And didn't he die? Of course he died. The Gemara says, in, of course, the Rabbi Elazar, Mishmei Derav, Shchiv Meira, Shenitek Mecholi Lecholi, if a Shchiv Meira slipped from one illness to another illness, he never recovers anything. Especially, all happens all the time. People that are sick, and they're like on the, all of a sudden they get this new thing, which takes over and then they pass away. Happens all the time. So, matanasa matana. It's a good matana. Rabba virava lo svirulu hadrav huna. They didn't hold like it's a good matana. But they didn't hold it's a good get. You know why? Gzeira. It was a gzeira. Shema yomru. People would say, yesh get la achar misa. People were going to say, hey, wait a minute. If he recovered, then it's not a get. If he died, then it's a good get. You know what people were going to say? You can give a get after Misa. And that's for sure something you cannot do. So because of that problem, Rava and Rava both held. Rashi says, Dehecha delo amar la imesi svir lahu de im amad ena chozer. Right? The next Rashi says, "Gzeir Hashem Yomer Yesh Gelachami." So the E Amad Choser, if he got up and he got better, Asi LeMeimar Lo Have Get. People would say it's not a get Ademayis until he dies. V'Kach Hazinan DeLachimayis Have Get, and people will see when he dies that it's Taka good get. Shmamina Yesh Gelachamisa V'Asi Lach Shurei Zegitech LaAchamisa. And people will be machshir all get achar misa. For lo yadu, they won't know. The kivin delo perish midi lahachi yavin and nehile she get beachshav vialmanas shiyamos. People won't realize that it was backdated from today. People won't realize that. They're going to see the halacha. Oh, that guy, they said he got better. It's not a get. He died. It's a good get. And people are going to make a mistake. Says the Gemara, umi ikka midi, such a thing, mid oraisa lo have a get. Mida Araisa, it's not a get. Why is it not a get? Because he recovered. Umishum Gzeira, and because of a Gzeira, Sharinan Eshet Ishla Alma, we're going to allow it to be a good get, and Mida Rabbanan permit her to get remarried, and say that it is a good get, because we don't want people to confuse Get Lachar Misa. How could you do that? I think we had this already a few times. In, yes, we have it. We had it actually in this Pesachta, Adav Lama Gimel. Called the Makadesh, whenever you get married, Adaita the Rabbanan Makadesh. You get married with the authority of the rabbis. That's why you say, Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, V'af ki'inhu Rabbanan l'kedushin minei, and the Rabbanan will completely uproot the Kedushin and say it's as if it never happened. And that's why she's allowed to get married to somebody else. Not that she got divorced. You're right. We can't turn a non-divorce into a divorce. We can turn a marriage into a non-marriage. Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi, Ravina says to Ravashi, Tinach D'Kadosh B'Kaspa. That makes sense if you get married with money. Why does that make sense if you get married with money? Because we can turn that money into a gift. The money of Kedushin money that the husband gave the wife, we could turn it into a gift. The Gemara doesn't ask, well, what if there are children? How do we undo those children? The Gemara does not ask that question. We always had that question. What? Because we're saying this is never a marriage. So what are these children? They're not there, they're just running around. Right. Kadesh Bia. What if you're Makadesh with Bia? And now we're saying that was never a mitzvah. Mayikul Meimar. So I'm going to let you write. Shavihu Rabbanu Lebilas Lebilas Nos. We will turn that Bia into improper Bia. All of them. All of them. All of them. Because we're undoing the Kedushin. So how did that Kedushin get off the ground? How did that Kedushin happen? There's no Minatoru, there's no Avera to have relations with a Penuya. You're just married to her, maybe. So it's complicated. I don't want to misspeak. It's very complicated halachas. So how are we undoing the all we're concerned with is the marriage. That's why the Gemara says, what about the children? So who do these kids belong to now? Well, undo this marriage. So there was never a marriage now. So how do they have children?
Why did you undo the whole thing?
Because a woman's not allowed to marry two married men.
He's dead.
What?
He's dead. Right? No. So is she divorced or is she dead?
No, because it's bad. Right, I hate what you're saying.
So why do you have to go undo the whole thing? He died of the picture, but I want you to see the other.
Well, what if he didn't die? What if he didn't die? What? No, but maybe it's there. We're afraid people are going to say. Only when he died. What if he got better? We're still going to say it might not be a good marriage. So the Gemara doesn't ask that question, what we do about the children. So the Gemara doesn't ask, well, what about the 5 years they were married? What about all those relations for the 5 years? We don't ask that question. We're not concerned about that. All we're concerned is how we're undoing the marriage. Undoing the marriage. Turn it into znos. What about the rest of the 5 years? I don't know. What about the children? I don't know. The Gemara is not concerned about that. What about shtar? How do they undo the shtar? The Gemara doesn't ask that question either. What if you get married with a shtar? What are we doing with that shtar? Right? What are we saying? It's a matana. I gave it as a matana. I gave her a shtar. Yeah. What?
Yeah,
a lot of things are left hanging in the Hanami. There's a big discussion among the Rishonim and the Achorim. You can't say this whenever you want. And let's say a guy doesn't want to give a get. Oh, well, undo the whole marriage. That doesn't happen. They don't do it for that reason. They only do it for certain reasons, like four or five times in Shas, where the Gemara will say this line, that we're going to undo the marriage. It's not any time. Right? That would be the best way to get a woman not to be an aguna. Husband doesn't want to give a get, right? You bother the guy, you beat him up, he still doesn't want it. Okay, we'll undo the marriage.
But
we don't say that. What are the ramifications? Right. So I don't know the answer to those questions. What are all those ramifications? The Gemara doesn't even discuss them. Right, like David said, they're not mamzerim. I don't know what they are. They're not mamzerim. Because there's no kareth relationship. What is it? I'm not sure. Listen, they're there. What's the status? I don't know. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Zeh giteich mehayom. This is your get from today. Imesi micholi zeh. If I die from this illness. And what happened? V'nafal abayit alav. He fell at that. A house fell on top of him. The house collapsed. Oh, or hechisho nachash. He was bitten by a snake. The bottom line is, he didn't really die from that illness. But he did die. He died from some freak accident. Is that considered dying from the illness? So, ain't a get. That's not a get. You know why? Because he didn't die from the illness. Im lo emid micholi zeh. But if he said, if I don't survive from this illness, v'nasav olav bayis o echisho nachash, and then a house fell on him, or a snake bit him, harei zeh get? That is a good get. So the Gemara asks the obvious question. Maishna reisha, maishna seifa. What's the difference? Why if he said it in that way, he said it in the negative way. If I don't survive, the answer is going to be there is no difference. We're going to say they heard wrong. It's an inauthentic brisa. There's no difference. What should be the difference? Shalchu mitam, they sent a letter from Eretz Yisrael, achlu ari, what if the guy met a lion, got eaten up by a lion? Ein lanu, it's not to us. Meaning, why should that be any different? It doesn't make a difference how he phrased it, if he phrased it in the positive or he phrased it in the negative. It doesn't make a difference. If you don't die from the illness, you don't die from the illness. It could be a lion, it could be a snake, it could be a house, it could be a fire. It doesn't make a difference what freak accident it is. You don't die from the illness, it's not considered dying from the illness. And therefore, it will be not a good get. Hahu Gavre, there's once a guy, Dezabin Ara Lechavre, he sold land to his friend, Kabel Ale, Kol Unse de Misyalid. The seller took upon himself to insure the buyer for any mishap until the transaction actually until the land is actually transferred. Lesov, after a while, Apiku Banara, the river overflowed, and it destroyed the land. So also Lekaime, the Ravina, and they came in front of Ravina, Amale, Zil Shafile, go pay him. You promised to pay him for any damage, any mishap, so go pay. So Amale Ravacha Bar Tachlif Ravina, Unse de Loshkechu. But that's not a normal thing. The rivers normally don't do that. So Igalgal Milse Matan Klavi the Rava. The matter was circulating in the yeshiva, and it came to Rava. Amalahu Unse de Loshkechu. It's a mishap. What? It's an act of God. I don't expect him to pay for that. He meant the crop didn't, whatever he meant. He meant normal mishaps, not freak accident. So Eitve Ravina LeRava. Wait a minute. But this Brisa said, "Imol Amad Micholize V'Rofval of Bayis Avachisho Nachash Hareze Get." The Brisa said that it is a good get if he gets bitten by a snake. That's not normal. That's a freak thing. And he said, "I'm only if I die from this illness." And he died from the snake bite. So what do you see? That we do include freak things. So Amalei Rava V'Eimer Meresha. But what about the first part of that Brisa? The first part of that Brisa said ain't a get. So Amalei Rav Acha Midifti Lorvina. Umishum Dekasha Loresha. Because they have a kasha. Because the Resha says otherwise. Aseifalomos Vinan. Tiyuftamine. We can't ask from the Seifa. Why can't we ask from the Seifa? The Resha said one thing. Fine, true. The Resha said it's not a good get. But the Seifa said it is. So Rava says, oh, you can't ask from that Brisa. What about the Seifa? What about the Resha? What about the Seifa? So Amalei, no, ain Amalei in. Yeah, you can't use this Brisa at all. Given the Kasha Resha Seifa, since the whole thing doesn't make any sense, Lo Itmar Bein Midrasha. That was never learned in the Yeshiva. That Brisa is an inauthentic Brisa. Umishabeshti, it's a mistake. Zil Basar Svara. Therefore, the only thing we have left is Svara, and Misvara. You should not be responsible for freak accidents. Therefore, if someone says, I'll be divorced if I die from this illness, and he dies in a building collapse, that's not a normal thing. That's not considered from the illness, and it would not be a good get. Rav Papa, another story. Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua, Zabin Shumshini, Agida, Tenahar Malka. They bought sesame seeds by the Malka River, and Agur Malchi, Lavrinhu, and they hired guys to take the sesame seeds across the river. Kabilu Alaihu, the sailors accepted upon themselves, Kol Unsu Demisyalid, they're going to take care of any damage that happens. Well, so, after a while, Istaber Nar Malka, the Malka River got flooded up, so they couldn't deliver the sesame seeds. So, Amru Lahu Agure Chare Afkeinu Nehilan. So, you know what? You promised to get it across, no matter what, to hire donkeys and go around the whole world to bring the sesame seeds to the other side of the river. So, why, after all, Dakabil Zawalaka, Kolunsa, Dimitsyalib, you promised to pay for any mishap. So, Asalakabe de Rava, the matter came in front of Rava, Amalahu, Kaki Chivri, white geese, in other words, elderly men with white beards, Mishalchi Glimi to Inshi, you are taking the shirt off the guy's back, off the sails of his back, Unsid Loshkechu, it's not a normal thing. The rivers are normally, what do you want from these people? They promised to get the sesame seeds across in a normal way. Okay, so it's a little bit of a delay. There's some tax. They'll take care of it. They don't have to go across the whole world to avoid this river. It's not a normal thing. The same point to prove that so too by the get, it's not a normal case. Okay. Next. The Mishnah said that if you do say that I'll give you a get today, but it's only going to take effect after I die. So when I die, the get is chal from today. So are they allowed to live together? We learned already that if a man writes a get, he doesn't give it to her yet. He writes a get with the intention of giving it to her, and then he has relations with her. So we learned that that is mavatal, that get. Because that is an act of something that you do when you have no intention of divorcing your wife. So if you do that, it's called a get yashon. Here, you gave it already. But it's not chal till you die, then it's backdated from today. So you let it be with your wife? The answer is no. Because by being with your wife, you're demonstrating you don't want this get to be chal. It's not really a get yashon, because you've already given it. Rashi says, it's a similar idea. So if you're with your wife, it's not a good get. You undo it, and then you get a second get. The whole Gemara is going to be now, what happens if we saw two of them together, but we don't actually know what went on? So says the Mishnah, what? No, maybe he's not a shkimera. Maybe he's not a shkimera. He just made such a condition, not necessarily a shkimera. But you're right; it might be hard. But listen to this: both this yachid emo, they can't even be together. They can't even have yichud. Ela b'fnei edim, unless other people are in the room, and those edim afilu api eved, even it could be an eved or afilu api shivcha, even a shivcha chutz except mishivchasa b'fnei sheli b'gaspa. It can't be her shivcha because her shivcha is very comfortable being in the room, and that's not really a guard, her shivcha. Just because she's there, she's very, very familiar and very frequent with the wife, that would not necessarily be a fair guard. Umahi ba'osin hayamim. What's the story if they had relations in those days? So Rabbi Yehuda said, k'eshes ish l'chol divareha. She's like an eshes ish in all respects. Says Rashi, v'haba aleha b'mezid b'chenek. If somebody has relations with her, when he dies, she'll be free. She'll be single. Doesn't make a difference. Right now, she's treated as an Eishes Ish. So Rashi says, if you do that b'meizin with this woman, you get chenek, b'shogig chatas, afag after meiz motzecholi, l'fi shelo girsha, so Rashi says, l'fi shelo girsha, el asamach l'misa. It only takes effect right before he dies. Ugmar muki la ba omer la b'mesiris haget, harez egitech, fine, he's going to have to specify that case. And Rabbi Yossi omer, m'gureshes ve'enu m'gureshes. It's a suffix. Since it's a suffix, anybody that has relations with this woman will have to bring an ashram talui. Anybody outside the husband. It's an ashram talui. We're not sure if she's single or not. So, that's a machlokas. I think we're going to get to that maybe tomorrow.
Why wouldn't you be trusted when you trust with your wife?
What?
You trust with your wife after a
year. Right. The reason why we trust, the reason why you're allowed to be alone with your wife when she's in nida is because she will be mutter to you. Here, well, that's why I started off by saying about the get. He gave the get to her.
Right.
But it's not chal till he dies. So just like I said, it doesn't like you write a get and you keep it in your pocket. But then you go and have relations with her. That act undid that get. So too, it undoes the get. Therefore, we run into problems. But it's not really a get because it's not chal till you die. And then it's backdated. So that's why we have this whole suffix. Tana Rabbanan. Re'uash nesiach te'iru ba'afila. If we see that they were together in the dark room. Oh, sheyeshna imo tachas margolos hamita. Or he was sleeping there by the foot of the bed. Says the Brisa, the whole omer here is on this Brisa. Ein choshishin. We're not afraid. Sheminis asku b'davar acher. Maybe they had relations. We're not choshish for that. But for choshishin mishum znus, we are choshish for znus. That doesn't make any sense, right? The Gemara will explain machlokas what this means. The ein choshishin mishum kedushin, and we're not choshish that he's like remarrying her. We're not choshish for that. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, no, af choshish mishum kedushin. We are choshish for kedushin. What does that mean? Michael Omar, what does that mean? We're going to have three explanations what this brisa means. First, Omer of Nachman, Omer Rav Baravua. Hachik Omer, here's what it means. Roeh shenivala, if we saw they had relations, we saw that. We didn't just see them walking down the street together, we saw much more. Choshishin mishum kedushin. We're choshish. Maybe that was l'shem kedushin, and therefore the get is undone. Nasan lo k'safim, but if he gave her money, choshesh in mishum znus, were choshesh that he paid her just stam for znus. And what was that money? The amrinon be'esnana nasan lo. He's giving her like a the wages of a zona. That's what he's doing. He doesn't have to be Mekadesh her with Kesef. They're already married. He just gave her that we'll get, which is funny condition. So if we see him having relations, then what do we assume? He's remarried her. That gets no good. But if we see him pay her $10, then we say, oh, that wasn't L'shem Kedushin. That was L'shem Taiva. And therefore, V'ein Choshim M'shem Kedushin. When I Choshish for Kedushin. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. No, Af Bezu Choshim M'shem Kedushin. No, even Choshish, even if he gives her money. What's the money? It's a present. That's the Machlokes. But they never really got divorced. What it does is it bottles the get. It undoes the get. That's what it does do. Because he didn't get divorced yet, because he didn't die yet. That's why. So it undoes the get. That's what it does do. And now if he wants to divorce him, he's got to write another one. No, nobody says that. Nobody says that, because why would that be? So either it's a payment for taiva, or it's just a gift. Kiman Azla. Now we have a story, a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Kiman Azla had Amar Rabbi Baruchan, Amar Biyochanan, that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have a machlokas that if somebody divorces his wife, he gives her a get, no conditions, no problems, and then they go together to a hotel together. So what's that? So Beis Hillel, the Rashi says over there, Megarish etzish, tovelon ima bapundiki, and then they're together in a hotel. The tzrichi, the mitzarchi la Beis Hillel get sheni. Beis Hillel says you got to give her another get. Bisheroe shenivela, avelo roe lo chashinon. What did we see? What went on in there? What went on in that hotel room? So Beis Hillel says, if we saw what happened, you have to give another get, and if not, not. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Machlokes, the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is bisheroa shenivela. If you saw that they had relations. So according to Beis Hillel, that was a kedushin, and according to Beis Shammai, it wasn't. So according to Beis Hillel, they're married again, and according to Beis Shammai, they're not. Aval lo ra'ua shenivela. But if we didn't see anything happen, they just didn't want to spend the money for two rooms, but we didn't see anything happen, then divri hakol eitzvichan amenu get sheni. Nobody says you have to give another get. Kiman, who does Rabbi Yochanan's statement go like regarding this brisa? Kedivrei Hakol, like everybody. Why? Because both the Tanakama and both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda said the only time there's a problem is if we saw something happen. If we didn't see something happen, there's no problems. Maskifla Abaya. So Abaya asks the following question. Midik Safim Ketoni? What are you throwing in this brisa about money? That's how we explained that this brisa didn't make any sense. Because on the one hand, it said that if they have relations, if they go together to a room, we don't suspect something else. We don't suspect they had relations, but we do suspect fisnus. So how did we answer that inconsistency? We said it depends. If we saw them have relations, they're married. But if you gave money, it was only fisnus. Says Abaya, the fact of this fisnus, that would have been in the brisa. That's a very significant fact. That explains the whole brisa. And that's left out on Abaya. A maskeful Abaya. Midik Safim Ketoni. It doesn't say a word in this brisa about money. The only way you made it make sense was you threw in a fact about money. About paying her. That's not in the brisa. That can't be pshat. Ela Amar Abaya. Hachik Amar. Here's how I'm going to explain this brisa. Roa Shenivala. If we saw them have relations. Choshe Mishum Znos. We're Choshe Ishtahad Znos. The ain choshish mishum kedushin, but we're not choshish that there's some kind of marriage. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, we're af choshish mishum kedushin. We are choshish for kedushin. Kiman azal had amar avarachan amar biyochanan machlokes b'shiroe shenivela. So now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who said the machlokes was Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about the hotel room, who does that go like? If we saw something happen, there's a problem, and if not, not. Avalo roe shenivela divya kol etzvicha menu kacheni. But if I didn't see. If we didn't see anything happen, even Beis Shammai, even Beis Hillel agrees, you do not need a second get. Kiman, who said that? Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. That's like Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. Why? Because according to Abaya, we are choshesh for kedushin. According to the Tanakam, we're only choshesh for znus. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we are choshesh for kedushin. So maskif lo rava, Abaya, if you're right, im kain, my af. What does Rabbi Yossi Yehuda mean when he says also af choshesh for kedushin? That's the only thing you're choshesh for. Well, choshesh, you're married. So according to you, Abaye, that word af doesn't make any sense. Ella Amar Rava, Rava Sachik Amar. Here's the machlokas. Rabbi Yossi Yehuda Omer af lo ra'u shenivala. Even if we didn't see anything happen. We didn't see anything happen. All they did was be alone together. We didn't see a thing. You know what? Choshesh and Mishum Kedushin. We're choshesh, they got married. Even without seeing anything. And now the Gemara says, Kiman Oz l'chata Amar Rabba Barachana Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Who said, who did Rabbi Yochanan go like? Rabbi Yochanan made a statement that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have a machlokes when what? When a guy gives his wife a get and then goes to a hotel room with her. And what did Rabbi Yochanan say, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel hold? That if you saw something happen, then with choshesh they got remarried. And if not, not. And if not, everybody agrees. But wait a minute. Now, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Huda, according to Rav, said, even if we didn't see anything happen, we're scared, we're afraid they got married. We didn't see anything happen. All we saw was, they were alone. But we're choshesh because, listen, husband and a wife, right? They once were married. But they're still really married. So we're choshesh. We didn't see anything happen. So, Kiman Oz Hotam Rabbachan Abyochan Machlokis Kishiroa Shinivala Aval Lo Roa Shinivala Divya Kol Aids Mikan Amenu Get. Who said that? The answer is Dlo Kachad. Kiman, Dlo Kachad. It's nobody. Tanakama said also nothing. And Rabbi Yossi Yehuda also said it's not, also said we're Choshesh. So according to both of them, we're Choshesh. Either we're Choshesh for Kedushin or we're Choshesh for Znus, even without seeing anything. Right, the Tanakami here, according to Rava, says for choshesh for znus. Rabbi Yossi Yehuda says even if choshesh for a marriage, we didn't see a thing. We didn't see anything. Rabbi Yochanan said that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel never argue if you didn't see anything. The only time we argue is if you saw something. That's like nobody. It's like nobody. Therefore, that memra goes like nobody. Okay, I'm sorry we rushed a little bit. We'll stop here, and we will pick up again tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.